Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, How to Ace IELTS Speaking, describing a motivational person who keeps you connected. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I've seen countless candidates tackle various topics in their speaking tests. One topic that often comes up is describing a person who has motivated you to stay connected with others. This article will provide you with valuable insights and strategies to excel in this particular speaking task, helping you achieve a high band score in your IELTS speaking test. Understanding the topic. Before we dive into the specifics of how to answer this question, let's break down what it means to describe a person who has motivated you to stay connected with others. This topic encompasses several key elements: identifying a specific person, explaining how they motivated you, discussing the concept of staying connected with others. This topic is particularly relevant in today's digital age, where maintaining connections has become increasingly important yet challenging. Examiners often use this question to assess your ability to discuss relationships, communication, and personal growth. Part 1: Introduction and Interview. In Part 1 of the IELTS speaking test, you may encounter questions related to connections and relationships. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. How do you usually stay in touch with your friends? Band 6 to 7. Answer. I mainly use social media apps like WhatsApp and Facebook to keep in touch with my friends. We chat regularly and share photos of what we're up to. Band 8 to 9. Answer. I employ a variety of methods to maintain contact with my friends. While I frequently use messaging apps like WhatsApp for casual conversations, I also make a point of scheduling regular video calls for more in-depth catch-ups. Additionally, I believe in the value of face-to-face interactions, so I try to organize meetups whenever possible, especially for special occasions. Part 2: Long Turn. Cue card. Now let's focus on the main topic. Here's a sample cue card you might encounter. Describe a person who has motivated you to stay connected with others. You should say who this person is, how you know them, what they did to motivate you, and explain why their motivation was important to you. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to talk about my former university professor, Dr. Sarah Thompson, who has been a significant influence in motivating me to stay connected with others. I first met Dr. Thompson during my sophomore year when I took her course on communication in the digital age. Dr. Thompson stood out from other professors due to her innovative teaching methods and her emphasis on the importance of human connections in an increasingly digital world. She would often incorporate interactive exercises in her lectures, encouraging us to engage with our classmates in meaningful discussions. What truly motivated me was her Global Classroom Project. She paired us with students from universities around the world, and we had to collaborate on assignments using various digital platforms. This project opened my eyes to the power of technology in fostering global connections and understanding. Dr. Thompson's motivation was crucial because it challenged my introverted nature and pushed me out of my comfort zone. She helped me realize that in today's interconnected world, the ability to build and maintain relationships across distances and cultures is not just a personal skill, but a professional necessity. Her influence extends beyond the classroom. Even after graduation, she continues to be a mentor, regularly checking in and encouraging me to network and collaborate with others in my field. Thanks to her motivation, I've developed a robust professional network and have even initiated several successful international collaborations. In essence, Dr. Thompson's motivation has been transformative, helping me evolve from a shy student into a confident professional who values and nurtures connections with people from diverse backgrounds. Follow-up questions. How has this person's influence changed your approach to networking? Band 6 to 7. Answer. Dr. Thompson's influence has made me more proactive in networking. I now make an effort to attend industry events and connect with people on LinkedIn regularly. Band 8-9. Answer. Dr. Thompson's influence has revolutionized my approach to networking. I've become more strategic and intentional in building relationships. Rather than simply collecting contacts, I focus on fostering meaningful connections by engaging in thoughtful discussions and finding ways to add value to others' professional lives. I've also become more adept at leveraging digital platforms to maintain these connections, regularly sharing insights and participating in online professional communities. What challenges have you faced in staying connected with others, and how have you overcome them? Band 6-7. Answer. One challenge has been managing time differences when connecting with international contacts. I've overcome this by being flexible with my schedule and using scheduling apps to find suitable times for everyone. Band 8-9. Answer. A significant challenge has been overcoming the out-of-sight, out-of-mind mentality that can easily set in with long-distance connections. To combat this, I've developed a systematic approach to staying in touch. I use a combination of digital tools like CRM systems and calendar reminders to ensure regular check-ins. Additionally, I've worked on improving my cross-cultural communication skills to bridge any cultural gaps that might hinder effective connection. Perhaps most importantly, I've learned to prioritize quality over quantity in my interactions, focusing on having more meaningful exchanges rather than superficial touch points. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and answers. Q. How has technology changed the way people stay connected? Band 6-7. Answer. Technology has made it much easier for people to stay in touch. We can now communicate instantly with anyone around the world through various apps and social media platforms. Band 8-9. Answer. Technology has fundamentally transformed the landscape of human connections. On one hand, it has democratized communication, making it possible to maintain relationships across vast distances with unprecedented ease. We now have a plethora of tools at our disposal, from instant messaging to video calls, which allow for real-time, multifaceted interactions. However, this technological revolution is not without its drawbacks. The ease of digital communication has, in some cases, led to a dilution of the quality of our interactions. We might have more frequent touch points, but they are often shallower and less meaningful. Moreover, the constant connectivity enabled by technology can lead to digital fatigue and a blurring of boundaries between personal and professional life. Despite these challenges, I believe the benefits outweigh the drawbacks if we approach technology mindfully. By consciously cultivating deeper connections and using technology as a tool to enhance rather than replace face-to-face interactions, we can harness its power to build stronger, more diverse networks that enrich both our personal and professional lives. Do you think the ability to stay connected is more important for personal or professional relationships? Band 6-7. Answer. I think it's important for both, but maybe slightly more for professional relationships. In your career, networking and maintaining connections can lead to new opportunities. Band 8-9. Answer. The importance of staying connected transcends the dichotomy between personal and professional relationships, as both spheres are increasingly intertwined in our modern lives. However, the nature and purpose of connectivity in these two domains differ significantly. In personal relationships, staying connected is crucial for emotional well-being and maintaining a support system. These connections provide a sense of belonging and contribute to our overall happiness and life satisfaction. The depth and quality of these interactions often take precedence over their frequency or professional utility. On the professional front, the ability to stay connected has become indispensable in our globalized economy. It's not just about networking for job opportunities. It's about staying abreast of industry trends, fostering collaborations, and building a personal brand. In this context, the breadth of connections and the ability to leverage them effectively can significantly impact career progression. Ultimately, I believe that mastering the art of staying connected in both personal and professional realms is key to leading a well-rounded, successful life. The skills developed in maintaining personal relationships, such as empathy and active listening, can enhance professional interactions. Conversely, the strategic approach often applied to professional networking can help in nurturing more meaningful personal relationships. It's about striking a balance and recognizing the unique value that each type of connection brings to our lives. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To elevate your speaking performance, incorporate these sophisticated vocabulary items and phrases. Significant influence, sin influence, noun phrase, a person or thing that has a major impact on someone or something. Example, my mentor has been a significant influence in shaping my career choices. To stand out, phrasal verb, to be very noticeable or exceptional. Example, her innovative teaching methods really made her stand out among other professors. To incorporate, to incorporate, verb, to include or add as part of something else. Example, she incorporated interactive exercises into her lectures to engage students. To challenge, challenged, verb, to test someone's abilities or push them to do better. Example, the project challenged me to step out of my comfort zone. Transformative, formative, adjective, causing a major change in someone or something. Example, her guidance has been transformative in my personal and professional development. To revolutionize, verb, to completely change the way people do something or think about something. Example, social media has revolutionized the way we communicate and share information. To foster, verb, to encourage or promote the development of something. Example, the program aims to foster creativity and innovation among students. Adept, adept, adjective, very skilled or proficient at something. Example, she's become quite adept at using various digital platforms for networking. Tips from an IELTS examiner. As an IELTS examiner, I recommend the following strategies to excel in your speaking test. Practice regularly. Engage in English conversations daily, even if it's just talking to yourself in the mirror. Expand your vocabulary. Learn new words and phrases related to relationships, technology, and communication. Use examples. Always support your points with relevant personal examples or experiences. Develop your ideas. Don't just give short answers. Elaborate on your points to showcase your language skills. Work on pronunciation. Focus on clear articulation and natural intonation. Stay informed. Keep up with current events and global issues related to communication and technology. Record yourself. Listen to your own speaking and identify areas for improvement. Seek feedback. Practice with native speakers or experienced teachers who can provide constructive criticism. By following these tips and using the sample answers provided, you'll be well prepared to tackle any question about staying connected in your IELTS speaking test. Remember, the key is to speak confidently, use a range of vocabulary, and provide thoughtful, well-developed responses. Good luck with your IELTS journey. For more IELTS speaking practice, you might find it helpful to explore topics like describing a person who has shaped your views on social justice, or discussing a recent online discussion that was meaningful to you. These related topics can help broaden your perspective and enhance your ability to discuss various aspects of human connections and communication.